Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello and welcome to the Rat Westmar Show. My name is Rat, and coincidentally, I have my co-host here with me. He rhymes with my name, Matt. It's the Rat and Matt Show. Matt. Matt Vaskirjan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, and happy to have you along for our very special show, which we will get to here in just a moment. Batman, of course, in the Batcave, handling things for us there as he always does. We'll talk to him, of course, throughout the show. First of all, I want to let you know, I'm going to do my best tonight to stay away from all of my stories. No current stories tonight. And unfortunately for you, the listener, that means you're not going to get to hear about how and why I had to wash my car 2 times in 10 minutes this afternoon. Okay? So you're not going to hear what happened with that. And you're also not going to hear about the woman at Slow Trip who had toilet paper hanging out of her pants after coming out of the bathroom. Yes. So don't get to hear those stories. But in the future, in the future, if you want to hear those stories, I don't know, catch me on Twitter. Anyway, so welcome to the Rat Westmar Show, Rat and Matt and Bat. Rat, Matt, and the Bat. Hey, see,
there you go.
I got it down. It's perfect. First thing I want to do tonight, without going any further, and I don't want to be sad or gloomy on this show, but I have to make a quick mention of the passing of a friend of mine, Sean Frevely, who way too early passed away this weekend at 42. I only knew him through Jerry Vermin, call him what you want to. He's been on the Wild Wild Westmar Show with me in the past. Of course, Tim and the Mighty Griff from More Horror Than Horror right here on Jackalope Radio. I mean, that's how I knew Sean. And I'm not sure now, Batman, did you know Sean? You probably recognize his picture. I mean, you didn't know him or know of him?
Yeah, I knew of him. I actually, I knew the guy.
Yeah, he's a super guy. He really was a super guy, and he's definitely going to be missed. And one of the reasons why I thought it was important to bring it up on this show is because I am quite sure, and granted, it's been many years since we did the old show, but I am pretty sure he was an irregular listener of the Wild Wild Westmar Show as well. He used to email me some comments and thoughts about the show. So, a send-off to him way too early. He was a fantastic guy, and his memory will definitely live on with us. So, salute to Sean Frevely. And with that, we shall move on to our show. Oh, one more thing from last week's show. This is interesting. I don't know, Matt, did you get a chance to check out the visual aids from last week's show?
No.
Not yet. Okay, I can tell by the no. That's okay. On there, though, I did put Adrienne Barbeau's picture on this book that we talked about last week. Adrienne Barbeau and her two Barbeaus, and I happened to tweet that on Twitter, of course. And come to find out, Twitter has bots, and Adrienne Barbeau's boobs has a bot. And what that means is every time anybody mentions Adrienne Barbeau or her boobs, it like retweets what you said. So it's just this weird thing. Who knew that Adrienne Barbeau and her breasts were that popular on Twitter? But apparently they are. So
well, I just pulled it up here. Now I'm looking at your picture.
Now, do you remember her at all? Kind of, maybe.
Yeah, I recognize her now.
Yeah, I recognize her or her friends. Her two friends.
Her.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. So all the visuals are there. We got the Diet Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke Zero is there. Adrian Barbeau's yep. boobs. The swan that got laid, or what was that called again?
What is it? It's right here. It's still here.
The goose that got laid. Isn't that what it was? Yeah, the goose.
Yeah.
The goose. Yeah, there it is. The goose that got laid. And then there's also a picture of Big Daddy on there and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So if you missed last week's show, if you heard it and you were kind of lost, you can go back to bradwestmar.com and check out the visual aids. And yes, we did spell aids the way you think we should have spelled aids on this show. So let's move. Oh, one more thing before we get on to the special show. This is very, very important. I have a voicemail. It's very short. Matt, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Hopefully we can hear it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. How you doing? Hey, Brad Rushmore show. Got one thing to say to you. Actually, question mark. Jared who? War Magic Matt.
Yeah. Apparently people don't really care that Jared's not here anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
My first war.
Yeah, you got a war. I mean, granted,
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really care for Jim Rome that much, but that's okay. We'll take the war. That's
fine. You betcha. Never turned one down.
Took me like 15 years to figure out what that even meant, that whole war thing. Now I get it. Don't explain it to me. I get it now. I understand.
I might have to have you explain it to me because...
Something like...
Yeah, I know. I think I kind of know, but let's... Yeah.
I always thought they were saying more. And honestly, that makes sense. More Matt.
Makes more sense. Yeah.
More Matt. More Magic Matt. More Matt Vasgersian, you know. Do you know who Matt Vasgersian is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you did.
I do know that one.
I'm keeping up on my end of the deal, Matt. I'm coming up with a new Matt every week for you.
And it's one of my highlights of the week as to which one you're going to come up with.
God forbid I'm going to forget sometime, you know. I'll feel so bad. But
you just throw my real last name in there and it's, you know, nobody will be none the wiser.
Oh, but they'll think that's the most famous one of them all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is our very special Elvis birthday show. Just kidding. Elvis death day show. Michelle Bachman. Yes. How do you feel about Michelle Bachman, Batman? What do you think?
She's a fool.
Okay.
But what's worse is when no one gets the joke.
I get the joke. We get the joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Absolutely. This is Matt's first experience with an Elvis Death Day show, and I'm excited to expose you to more. I mean, as you've mentioned on past shows here, you know that I have a bit of a fascination with Elvis. You've heard about it now for a long, long time.
Yep.
And so now you're going to get exposed to it a little bit more deeply. Now, tonight we're going to do a little bit of an intro of when Elvis died, so listen in here.
Excuse me, Colonel. Joe Esposito's on the phone from Memphis.
Yeah, Joe.
Colonel, I'm at Baptist Memorial Hospital. I'm afraid I've got some terrible news. Elvis is dead.
Cue the music.
Pandemonium has broken out here on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis. Thousands of fans from all over the country are converging on Graceland, trying to get in to view the body of the 42-year-old king of rock and roll. The world is shocked by Elvis Presley's sudden death after attempts to save his life failed. The apparent cause, according to his personal physician, Dr. George Nicopoulos, is a heart attack. The singer's father, Vernon Presley, has requested that an autopsy be performed.
I was raised on Elvis. We started when I was 10 years old. My mother and daddy loved him. And I just say I was raised on him. There's nobody else like him. There won't ever be anybody else like him as far as I'm concerned.
Why go to all this trouble?
Because we love Elvis. We still do.
People are sad, Matt.
I'm not going to get in you.
I can tell.
Doesn't make any difference. I'm friends with quite a few of the people in the group, and I want them to know I'm here. Maybe they'll see me on the street. We loved him very much.
Sad.
I just can't believe he's dead. It's terrible. But I just thank God that Elvis died here at Graceland instead of on the road, just like any other rock
on the pooper.
Whether you're black or white.
This guy's
whether
voice.
Your country, redneck or a freak, young or old, from Moscow, London or Memphis, Elvis Presley will still be the king of rock and roll to me.
So funny about that is that guy almost sounded like Elvis. It's kind of weird.
Maybe it was.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Elvis would be 76 years old here right now. Okay, 77 in January.
Okay.
And pretty sure he's dead now for sure. Just saying. Just saying, given the life expectancy of a U.S. citizen, pretty sure he's probably dead no matter what by now.
Wasn't exactly a physical specimen either.
So no, well, he was a very large physical specimen, actually. We'll get to that later. Now it's time to pop your cherry. Time to pop your Elvis Death Day cherry, Mr. Matt Vasgersian. I've got some special music in the background. You are about to read for us from the Church of Elvis. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
I have some music in the background. I'm not sure what song. Maybe we might be getting married here. I'm not really sure. I hope not. Whoops. Okay.
This is some weird ceremony, really,
I
is it?
I hope not. Elvis, take it. No, I don't think so. Matt, go ahead and read to us from the Church of Elvis.
For unto you is born this day in the city of Memphis a Presley, which is Elvis the King. And Elvis saw them berating the poor recording artist, whose music was terrible and lyrics insipid. And lo, the king said unto the mob, let him who is without bad singles cast the first rhinestone. And the mob turned down their eyes, each considering his own Don't Worry, Be Happy or Man in the Mirror, and shuffled off.
Thank you,
said Elvis.
Thank you very much.
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and he turned, I saw seven gold records. And in the midst of the seven golden records, one like unto the son of Zeke, clothed with a jumpsuit down to the foot, and girt about the paunch with rhinestones. His hairs were black like vinyl, as black as Brill cream, and his eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. Who is this king of rock and roll? The Lord of Hostess. He is the king of rock and roll. Shaboom. And Elvis so loved the world that he died fat and bloated in a bathroom.
Amen.
He very pointedly did not rise from the dead 3 days later, but was nonetheless seen across the world by various and sundry housewives. Create your own ain't nothing but a hound dogmas.
Amen.
But be sure to stay out of the sacred Heartbreak Hotel, where damsels twinkle like stars in the night, each a hunka-hunka burning love.
You tell her, brother!
Woo! Return, we beseech thee, O Lord of Hostess. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this mall.
Amen. Beautiful job, Matt. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what my favorite part... Wait, no, go ahead and do it. Do you know how to do the thank you now? Today, the only way you can say thank you is to say it the proper way. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. I love at the beginning how you waited for that stanza to end. And then
did you notice that?
That was beautiful. That was not planned, ladies and gentlemen. As always on the Brad Westmar Show, always off script. Nice job.
There you go. Thank you. I thought you'd appreciate that.
It was beautiful, definitely. So welcome to our Elvis Death Day show. We're happy to be here. This is where we have a lot of Elvis fun. And as I said, this is Matt's first experience on any Westmar production of doing this Elvis stuff. So we're going to, as I said, kind of de-virginize him today. And don't worry. None of us are going to hurt you at all because we're all way too... Never mind. Anyway, so, yes, first of all, I want to give a mention to one person that does deserve mention, and that's Lisa Marie Presley. Because, you know, while Elvis may be long gone, I got to tell you, Lisa Marie's had a couple of albums out, and I've actually liked them, and I've liked her music. And quite frankly, the first video she had, I could not stop watching her on it. I don't care that she looks like Elvis because she's still a woman, and I'm quite heavily attracted to her. So I just wanted to say she, you know, the king lives on through his daughter, Lisa Marie. So
you kind of like it. She looks like Elvis.
You know, think. People think that, but no, I don't know. It's strange. No, don't get me wrong. There are some times when she looks like some old lesbian, but I mean, when she looks good, you know, but she's a little older now and she's had about 40 kids. So maybe not as much. So, Matt, you had said last week on the show that you're a fan of Elvis's music. And
yep.
I'm looking forward to playing some of these for you. I discovered some alternate versions of Elvis songs, and these are modern. This is basically like taking classic Elvis tunes and modernizing Elvis and the songs. And it's well done in some ways, and in other ways, it's kind of disturbing. And if you go, I'll tell you guys where to go to look at it yourself if you want to here later. But I'm just going to go ahead and play a few. Like this first one is called "I'm in Love," but it's actually "All Shook Up" redone. But they retitled a lot of these songs as well. So instead of actually doing "All Shook Up," a song I'm sure you're familiar with, Matt.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, for sure.
This is a redone version of "All Shook Up." And it's funny because on this site, they have a picture of Elvis, and they have him with a modernized hairdo. It's kind of almost like a pushed forward kind of hair. It's not becoming.
Like a Bieber cut?
Yeah. Kind of like a Bieber cut. Come over here and take a look at it, Batman. Come on over. Yeah. So this guy basically redid all the music, took the vocals, and this is something that I could see Batman doing just because,
That's terrible.
Isn't that terrible? It's horrible. It's horrible. And again, I'll tell you guys where to go to a little bit later. But first of all, let's go ahead and play a few seconds of "I'm in Love." This is a modernized version of Elvis's "All Shook Up." Let's see here. I think that's what this is anyway. Hang on here. It's called "I'm in Love." I know that. Oh, no, it's a different song. It's called "Put the Blame on Me." Now, see, I'm not very familiar with this song. So if you're not familiar with the song, this isn't so bad, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, are you familiar with this song at all?
Sounds like something you'd hear on Happy Days, actually.
It kind of does. But again, it's the original song is called "Put the Blame on Me." And I mean, because I don't know this song very well, I'm okay with this. So
it's not so blasphemous.
It's not. It works.
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought so. One more time for the chorus here.
See, there's Ralph Malph and Potsy. Richie Cunningham singing background.
Fonzie doing some A's in the background.
Fonzie doing his dancing.
Yeah.
Keeping his legs out.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So that one's tolerable. Okay. But let's take a classic. Okay. Let's take the song "Jailhouse Rock." Okay. And let's have that one redone. Call the song "Let's Rock." Tell me if you can handle this one. Let's see here. Already confused, aren't you?
Yeah.
So am I. Yeah. Here we go. I've heard this before, but the drum beat gives it away.
Oh, yeah, right away.
I think. Do you hate it already?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Batman, yeah, he agrees. It does not work.
No, it really doesn't.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and that's my favorite. That's my favorite Elvis song.
Is it?
Too,
okay,
so,
that's
yeah.
Cool. That's understandable. Understandable. Let's do another one. I'm trying to find one that. This one's called. Let's see here. Bear with me here. Let's see what we got here. We don't want that one. That one's called "The Blame." Blah 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 blah. I'm stuck. I thought there was one that was done through "All Shook Up" or something. Here we got. There we go. Here's "All Shook." This one's called "I'm in Love," and this is "All Shook Up" redone. And again, not sure if this works for me. Let's see. Sounds like Coldplay.
Yeah, it does. I hate it already.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me about it.
Going to have no chorus.
And a whiny, squeaky voice. My name's Chris Martin.
It's just 4 minutes of him rambling on.
I named my daughter Apple or whatever, or Orange or Peach or whatever it was. Here we go. Maybe not. Long intro. Oh, definitely Coldplay. Long intro, no vocals.
Yep, yeah. Yep. You can just see him convulsing around the stage right now.
Yep. This is. Here we go. Maybe. Maybe? Maybe? Hello, Elvis. Good night, Irene. How about some vocals?
Hey, man, there's something wrong here. Where's my vocals at? God damn it. Silla. Well, the blessing that I sold went
wrong with me. No.
I like the music.
It's my buzzer.
I put those away today. Isn't that terrible?
It is. That sucks.
I mean, it took the melody all out of it.
Yep.
I mean, just brutal. Just brutal. Now,
that's worst one so far.
I would agree with that. I mean, Jailhouse Rock was hard to swallow, but that's just terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. This one is, let me see here. Now, this is a song called I Beg of You. You probably don't know this song, but I do. See what you like. If you like this or don't like this. I don't want my heart to be broken, cause it's the only one I got. But darling, please be careful, even though I care a lot. But darling, please don't break my heart, I beg you. Thoughts?
I don't know this song, so...
But do you
it's
like...
It's just general suckiness, no.
Yeah, it is. It's still not very good. And I think the problem is that when they tries to mold the melody of the original with this new music,
yeah,
it just doesn't always work, you know?
No, uh-uh. Not at all.
It's sad. It's sad. Let me see real quick what else we got here. I got... All right, I'm in love. We got Don't Say to Him. That's it. We're just in that one. Mean Is Me. This is what? I don't know, that one. We've done that one. We've got this one here. This is a song. You ever heard the song Stuck on You?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This one's called instead I'm Stuck, but it's Stuck on You, redone. There's no way. Oh, you should say I Suck, because that's exactly what this song is going to do. Here we go. Oh, good. It's, you know, this in. Wait a minute. Let me try this again. Matt?
All right.
An angel's smile is what you sell.
Oh,
you
yes.
Promised me heaven and put me through hell. Yeah, it's Bon Jovi, ladies and gentlemen. Good Lord.
That's what it reminds me of, like a bad Bon Jovi cover band.
Yeah. Batman's head is going back and forth, shaking.
Same here.
Yeah. It's just not working. It's just...
No. If you're going to do something like that...
Yeah.
With the lyrics, I mean, I could see someone singing it as themselves.
Yeah.
But the problem is he's trying to sing like Elvis and, like you said, merge two styles of music that just should not be merged together.
Well, and you realize this is Elvis. These are Elvis's actual vocals from the original recording, okay? Just so you
they
know
are.
That. Yeah, they are. That's what makes it sound even worse is because he's
okay.
taken... Yeah, he's done some magical digital editing and he has taken... his original vocals and use them on top of his own musical performance, basically, and to modernize the song. So,
oh, that's worse.
Yeah,
then.
So it's even worse because he's trying to put basically a square peg in a round hole, or vice versa. It's just
yeah. Well, that's just what I thought. He sounded like, you know, there's so many Elvis impersonators out there. I just thought he was just another one and
now,
going
yep.
in a different direction with it.
Yeah, believe it or not, this is actually the real deal. This is Baby I Don't Care. I don't want to play that one. Let's one more here. The Blame.
That's such a good song originally.
It is. You want to hear how bad it? You want to hear about it?
I'm
is?
Afraid to hear how bad
yeah,
it is.
Let me see what this
I'm
one
have
is.
To throw stuff.
Lonely. Oh, here we go. This is the last one we're going to play. This one will make you throw up, I'm sure. This is Heartbreak Hotel redone as a song called Lonely Street. Before we take the first break, let me see here.
These are samples.
I know.
There's not even real bass.
It's true. You're right.
Jerk.
Yeah. I hit it already. Such a classic. There's some extra vocals in there now. Yeah. Blasphemous, completely.
Bastard.
Yeah.
That one's terrible.
Doesn't work for me. Does not. Enough of that. You can find that at YouTube, okay? Go to YouTube. Not that you want to hear any of this crap again, but go to YouTube and go to Elvis X Show. That's all one word, Elvis X Show. And you can check more of these out. It's interesting to say the least. So let's take a break. We've got a very special guest coming in next, so keep it right here. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
You've bought his records, you've seen his films, you've even purchased the Day Glow Velvet Memorial paintings at the gas station. As a true Elvis fan, you think you've heard it all. But wait, there's more. Now you can buy secret recordings of Elvis's last telephone conversations. Yes, it's the Elvis tapes.
Hello, baby. This is Elvis. And I want you to come over right now and make me a big peanut butter and then a sandwich. A peanut butter and then a sandwich will get me through the night.
You'll hear Elvis in his most intimate moments.
Hello, pizza man, pizza. Yeah, this is the Elvis. Why don't you bring me over a couple large pies? Don't make it three. Don't make it six, double cheese. Yeah, I'm home. I'm alone. And I'm hungry.
And you'll hear Elvis reveal how he really feels about the one true love of his life.
I want you back. I want you back in my life, baby. And on your way back, would you pick up some donuts, please? Big jelly, cream donuts. Crullers, cheese, Danish, too. I love my big honey glazed donuts. Without them, I can't do.
The Elvis tapes.
Oh, give me more donuts.
Available now in drugstores everywhere.
I love to eat. Let me more donuts.
He once showed Lindsay Wagner his bionic limb. The Brad Westmar Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I need a little closer, you know, back away from the stage. I'm a little scared of falling off the stage. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Charlie, could you do me a favor? Why do I got so much goddamn echo on my microphone tonight? Man, what's going on? What's up with that? Hey, where's that voice coming from? Who is that?
What a thrill. Elvis.
Hey, man. What's your
Can't
name?
Can't believe it. It's Matt Vasgersian. Matt, Brad Westmar
Matt
Show.
Virgin what? Matt, I'll just call you Matt, man.
How about Magic Matt?
Magic Matt, how you doing?
Good, how are you, King?
Where are you coming from? I don't understand. What kind
it's
of...
It's magic. From the other world.
Okay.
Also known as Iowa.
Thank you. Oh, Iowa. I was there one time, met a girl. Never mind. Anyway, who's the guy back there in the bat suit? Who's that?
That's Batman. I'm Batman. You probably recognize Batman.
Batman. Oh, yeah. I used to watch you in the 60s. You know, punching people. Pow's Ow, Bam, Whammo. Yeah. Jocko, Wacko.
You got it.
Wacko Jocko. Remember him? He married my daughter, Lisa Marie. I wasn't too happy about that. But, Yeah, so look, you guys, I'm a little nervous tonight. Hey, by the way, you know I've got glaucoma, and I don't understand why we have the lights on. Well, one of my requests was to have the lights dimmed.
Tried to do that, Elvis. Didn't work.
This is a problem. Thank God I got my sunglasses on.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere without your sunglasses.
No, we got to have it on, man. My boy, my boy. So I've got a couple things that I would like to read, but I'd like to open up the panel for some questions. If anybody would like to ask me anything, thank you very much. Go right ahead.
Elvis, I got one for you.
Oh, yes. The Virgin, please, go right ahead.
Have you, from your perch high above, did you ever get a chance to watch John Stamos on Full House as he obsessed over you?
You know, as soon as I went on to the other side, it was a lot of people that were obsessed with me, and it became very, very difficult to keep track of exactly what was going on. But that John Stamos sideburns just didn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't there. The best thing that came out of Full House, no, it wasn't those twins. I'd be wrong if I said that. You know what I'm saying? They were like very small, very little girls. You know, no way. I don't think that. But although I am impressed with the pills and stuff that one was taking. But anyway, no, the best thing that came out of Full House was Bob Saget. I like Bob Saget. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. John Stamos, not so impressed. No, not very much, no.
So you're a fan of the old America's Funniest Home Videos too, huh?
Great show. I've always, it makes me laugh when the cats get on the teeter-totters, you know, and they get the cats flying up in the air, you know, stuff like that. Look, any kind of animal falling makes me laugh. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Thank you very much for that question. Any other questions you might have?
Todd, do you have any questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
You know, many people cite your movie career, and they say that you've made lots of horror movies. I was just wondering when you might think about actually making a legitimate one. Well, why you didn't?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but I almost made a legitimate one. You know, you remember a movie back in 1970? It was in the 70s. I can't remember exactly. You know, I was doing so many pills back then. I weighed 475 pounds. I was huge. And I don't remember everything very well. But there's a movie with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson. Remember that movie? Remember what the movie was called?
Main Event.
I thought it was called A Star is Born.
That was in there too. But wasn't the one called Main Event?
Look, I don't know. I don't know. I'm talking about A Star is Born. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. That's a horror movie too.
Yeah. Well, but it was... I was supposed to play the lead male in that movie, and my colonel, the Colonel Parker, told me to turn it down. We had to turn it down, and so that was going to be my legitimate movie. I became a wealthy man on doing the same movie over. In fact, I gotta tell you something. I know there's a guy from right here in Kansas City. My understanding is he made the same film three times and called it a trilogy. I think it was called Zombie Bloodbath, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, but golly, I mean, come on, we needed an Elvis Dracula. What's going on here?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Let me take that to the Colonel. Yeah, thank you very much. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, son. Matt, that's your name, right? Matt, not the Virgin. Matt.
That's right.
Matt, what do you have anything else on your mind?
Well, you know, when I used to work, I don't know if you got a chance to see or talk to Brad Westmar, but we used to work together years ago when I first got into radio here.
Okay.
And he used to always call me Charlie, I think.
Charlie.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Charlie. Who's Charlie?
Charlie Hodge. Charlie Hodge is the guy. He is the main man for me. I've got two main men, okay? I've got Joe Esposito. You know, Joe Esposito was the guy who called the colonel to tell him that I had died, okay? Joe Esposito was my main man. He was my manager, okay? So I had two managers, but that's a different story. Yeah, Colonel Parker was like my agent, but Charlie Hodge took care of me and all my S-word. You know what I'm saying? He took care of everything I needed. When I'm on stage, When I got the acoustic guitar in my hands and I'm playing CC Rider, and it looks like I'm playing guitar, I'm not playing guitar. Charlie Hodge is playing guitar right behind me, okay? And then when we sing parts where there's harmony, Charlie Hodge sings the harmony to make me sound better, you know? And then when I get thirsty, all I do is turn to my right and I say, hey, Charlie, give me a little wah-wah. And Charlie brings me over some wah-wah, you know? And when a gal, you know, is down in front of me and she's screaming and having a good old time, I say, Charlie, bring me a scarf and let me wipe some sweat on it and give the girl a scarf. And I give her a scarf. And if I tell Charlie, hey, come over here and wipe my ass. Charlie, come over and wipe my ass for me. Which, by the way, my colon was so slow, it didn't happen to happen very often. So you don't have to worry about it. It wasn't so tough for Charlie to, you know, have to wipe my ass. So Charlie was the guy who took care of it. Charlie was like a fluffer, if you know what I'm saying. If I needed fluffing, Charlie would fluff me too. So, you know, it works well.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Well, it makes me feel so much better about being called Charlie.
The king,
nice visual.
The king is, if nothing, but honest. So I would like to read something for you, if you don't mind. I've got a little special clip. I'd like to read clippings from the newspaper when people have written the local newspaper about Elvis. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read a special one.
How about it?
From the place called Sioux City, Iowa. I believe that's where you're from, if I'm not mistaken.
You got that.
Okay. From the Sioux City Journal in 1993, and this is written by a little boy named Brad J. Carl, and it goes like this. Bear with me if I misread a few words. Treat me like... No, that's not what it's... I just wanted to sing. I'm just being funny. I may break out into song every once in a while because we're going on tour next week. Here's what Brad J. Carl had to write. He said, in response to the letter from Neil Pilgrim about Elvis Presley in September 28th issue of the Journal, I would like to establish a rebuttal. How can one blame the destruction of the world on one human being, a man who was born into an extremely poor family in the small town of Tupelo, Mississippi, that's where I'm from, and just happened to have an awesome talent for music? He's just as innocent as you and I. The connection between drugs and rock and roll cannot... Wait. Let me do that again. I gotta say it like I mean it. The connection between drugs and rock and roll cannot be blamed on one person. After all, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison all OD'd before Elvis. As for Elvis and his drug addictions, what difference does it really make about what he was doing behind closed doors when he was alive? His drug problem was never proven fact until after his death. This is true. When he was alive, nobody would have believed it anyway. Nobody wanted to believe it. It's just like the JFK conspiracy theory. In the 60s, nobody wanted to believe that our own government could have murdered our president. 30 years after the fact, we still don't know and probably never will. But that doesn't change the fact that we continue to trust our government. No more than Elvis Presley's drug problem should change the fact that we honor his talent. Even Neil Pilgrim stated that he admired some of Elvis's music. There is nothing wrong with this. Thank you very much. I am not trying to deny the fact that Elvis Presley had a tremendous drug problem. And by the way, footnote, I would deny it. I'm only attempting to aid Presley bashers in understanding that Presley fans of the 90s don't admire him for his Demerol. We admire him for his talent and humble willingness to share it with the world. Signed, Little Brad J. Carl. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, by the way, if you've never had Demerol, good stuff, man. Good stuff. I want to thank Brad J. Carl. I think he did a wonderful job in expressing how much he loved me, not for my drugs, but for my musical talent.
That was inspiring. That was an inspiring letter. I wonder what he's doing now.
Yep, you never know. You know those guys in Sioux City, Iowa? Some of them never leave.
Oh, I know. Don't I know it.
Thank you very much. So my time here is short today. I would like to ask if there are any other thoughts or questions going through your mind about the
game. I have a request.
I would like to sing it for you. Go right ahead. Oh, not your song?
Well, no, it's not. It's just a request, something that maybe you could do for me. I'd appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Is there any way, and I'm asking for Brad since he's not here, Is there any way you could haunt Brett Favre for him?
Yeah, I could try. I could try. Any particular thing you think might work?
Well, I think if you just get creative, as creative as you can be with him. I know.
Hey, everybody, this is Brett Favre.
Brett doesn't like clothes sometimes below the waist, so if that's how you want to surprise him someday, waiting for him in his own bathroom, go right ahead.
Thank you very much. That's not a bad idea. I'll see what I can do. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Okay. At the time of my death, I weighed approximately 250 pounds. My question to you, approximately how much of that 250 pounds was my colon?
85.
That's high. That's a high answer. Let's ask the guy with the bat suit. Do you know how much my colon weighed when I died?
57.
You're very close. I hear you're very good at games. Is that true?
That's what they say.
You win the potato. 62 pounds, approximately, is the weight of my colon. I had not had a movement in 3 years. No wonder I died.
Maybe that's how you could haunt Brett Favre. You could let that thing loose right in front of him.
See what I can do. Brett Favre, huh? Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah. Okay, so without further ado, anybody else have something to say? No? You over there, Batman? Everybody's cool. I appreciate you taking the time to stop by. Got my cell. Hey, though, really seriously, next time, could we not have the lights on? Because it's killing me here. It's killing me. Look at my eyes. Look at it.
Hey, King.
Awful bloodshot there, King.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
Don't be afraid to yell at Batman. He needs to have things the way you like them. It's not unusual around here that,
you know, that's a good
that happens.
Yeah, you know, hey, Charlie. Charlie's not here. Maybe you could be my Charlie, you in the bat suit. Hey, you, I need a fluffin'. Come on over here.
Gonna have to pass this time, Elvis.
How about wiping me?
How about no?
How about a kiss?
I don't think you're going to like that one, Elvis.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me. I will catch you next time. May God bless you. Adios. Wise men say.
Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back. Battles have been fought. Victories have been won. Chapters have been written. Finally, the story comes to an end.
Which is a pretty good place to finish.
He's fought for honor. He's fought for country. He's fought for Mickey.
Okay, now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I've waited for 50 years to make you rich.
And now, he fights for himself.
You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
Sylvester Stallone is Rocky in Rocky 12, The Step Program.
Hey, Paulie, I'm all out of booze. You got any more?
Never has Rocky battled anyone as tough as himself or a bottle named Jim. Rocky 12 in theaters May 2012.
The Wiggles of Pretend Radio. The Brad Westmar Show.
Heck of an impersonation there, Brad.
I swear to God, it used to be better than that. And with Batman as my witness, it did used to be better than that.
Yeah, I just haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time, and so I appreciate you guys suffering through me. I think we made our point, though, Matt.
Yeah. I think point was driven home.
Yeah, I tried, or he tried, or however you want to say it. So, yeah, great.
The jig is up.
Yeah, I thought about putting a whole bunch of Elvis talking on my iPod and just listening to it for a couple of weeks straight, but I just haven't been in the mood. I got to be honest with you. So I just decided to wing it. But I did have my special Elvis glasses on, and I will post a picture a little bit later. So
I got that picture just perfect, too.
Did you like that picture?
Yeah, it came through just as that music was building up there in the intro. It's like, doo-doo, there's the picture of you in the sunglasses.
The great thing is I look nothing like Elvis except for the sunglasses on. Yeah, it's bald head, goatee.
I've been growing my sideburns out for a week for this show.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Nice tease. Nice. Well, look, I've learned, if there's one thing I've learned from the old show to the new show, is do the Elvis impersonation before you play actual Elvis clips. Because if you play actual Elvis clips and then do the Elvis impersonation, it makes the impersonation sound even worse. So that's why we did the impersonation first.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm always thinking, you know, again, off kilter here. But so I've got some great Elvis clips. And you know, Matt, one of the things that Elvis was famous for was his drug-fueled ramblings on stage, especially in the 70s. At the time, I don't think, and it's funny because it was mentioned by little Brad J. Carl, that most people didn't really want to believe or understand what Elvis's real problem was. They didn't really understand. They just thought Elvis was a funny, goofy guy. Well, Elvis was usually just, you know, whacked out of his mind half the time on stage. And he would just go into these weird, mumbly, rambly just stories and things that just didn't make any sense. And this particular one here, it's kind of funny because this is the first time I've come across this, where he's on stage and he's referring to a guy who wrote an article about him basically having a fat belly, a paunch. And he kind of goes off on the guy a little bit, and then somebody hands him a doll that actually has it's kind of a chubby doll, and it's just really weird. I'm just going to play it for a while and see if you get what I'm getting at here.
I'd like to say something right here. Those of you who saw the morning paper or the evening paper, whatever it was,
listen to his speech. I mean, listen to how wasted he sounds, okay?
I'd like to say something right here. Those of you who saw the morning paper or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave us a fantastic write-up. Now they did, except they said I had a paunch here, and I want to tell you something. I got the damn paunch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage.
Yeah, right.
True. You know, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off.
What?
That's the truth. I got his paunch. Son of a bitch.
I got your paunch right here, son of a bitch.
Where'd this fat son of a bitch come from here, man? I tell you what, the guy who wrote the article gave me this. He thinks it's me.
Doll. Right?
That son is a paunch, any way you look at it.
Paunch.
This way, that way, up here, it don't matter. You know, silly looking fool. No, it's nice. Who gave me this?
I believe we'll get a Charlie mention here shortly.
Wait a minute, who gave me this, honey?
Who gave me this, honey?
Who gave me this?
Who gave me this? It's like who gave me this?
Did you give it to me? Okay, bring her here.
Oh my God.
Listen in. Yeah, Charlie.
Thank you. Might as well get it on, you know. They ain't gonna pick you up, I tell you. You want a scarf? Charlie, give me a scarf.
See? There you go, there Charlie!
Because I have to use it.
Now he's got to wipe some sweat off.
I got to use it.
It may have a slight perspiration odor, but, you know.
B.O.
I don't do... Okay. You're very welcome. Thank you. Who do you think I am, the Pope?
I mean, the people have paid good money to come to his concert, and he's just rambling on and on. You know?
Yeah, we probably get wasted just off that off that scarf.
If you don't leave me alone, I'm going to walk off the stage and go back to the dressing room and play with my foot.
Play with my foot?
What?
I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You may or may not know that I practice the art of karate.
Oh, this is the best.
Okay. Do you too? Well, you know, I just got, 3 weeks ago, I was given the 8th degree black belt. I've been doing it for 16 years.
Right. Thank you. They gave it to you because they don't.
The reason I'm telling you is all the styles. It's Taekwondo, Kenpo, Shotokan. It's all rolled into one. I've had 5 different instructors in 5 different styles. So, anyway, and let me tell you what happened to the whole show off here. You know, I got policemen up on my floor, so I was hitting the wall, showing them how to hit. Right? But I didn't hit it just once. I hit it about 15 times. I hit it with that little finger and broke it. I mean, I broke that little finger.
All right.
You know? So, oh.
F you.
I didn't break it. I'm lying. Y'all are awing for nothing. Now, wait a minute. Where'd this come from?
See, it just...
Hey, wait a minute. That's cute. I shall take this and give it to my little daughter, really.
Maybe they were changing guitar strings.
Changing his diaper. What they were doing.
It says on here, we've come a long way, baby. You sure have. But I should keep... Who gave you this?
All right. Look.
Tell me who... Now look, don't fake out on me. Tell me who did it. Way back in the back? Run like a zombie, son. Run. Get up here.
All right. We don't have a lot of time. I got to get the classic, okay? This is the classic Elvis clip of all time. We call it Strung Out. It's pretty long. I don't think we're going to get through all of it, but we got to start it right now. And it's great because he speaks about the different degrees of black belts, but the way he says it, he basically talks about the degrees of black. And I think that's an entire other show for us. We could talk about the 8 degrees of black. But do you see where I'm going with that? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's. This is great. We're not going to get through this. You know what? We probably. Now we got. Man, let's get through part of it right now. All right. Here we go. Let me see. Let me do this first. I'm going to do that here, and then I can pause it when we're done and get into the bonus segment. So here we go. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe there's a big dead space at the beginning of it. That.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
My name is Bill Cosby. I was told last night. I'm a little lighter skinned than you thought I was. And I don't have a natural light like I do on my TV show, you know. Me and old Harold. I mean, not Harold. What's his name? Albert. Fat Albert. Hey. Hey, look. Somebody gave me this thing here. Yeah, it really is. Somebody gave it to me. I just got an 8th degree black belt in karate.
He just says it again. Different show.
After 16 Jeez. Years of doing this art every day for 16 years.
Didn't he say 5?
8th degree, which carries it. Let's see, 8th degree. There's only 10 degrees of black.
There's 10 degrees of black.
I just got this week. The 9th degree carries senior master of
the
9th
degree is Chris Rock.
A senior grandmaster of the art. So that's where I got to strive to go to, which takes quite a while. Isn't it?
And again, you have to remember, these people paid money to go see Elvis. Treat me like a fool. And here he is going, I got a black belt in karate, and I'm going to hurt my pinky. And I was going, hey, what's that over there? Shiny object. Hey, come over here. What are you doing?
Like it's like listening to the inner monologue of a dog.
Exactly. It's like a pinball. Yeah.
The inner monologue of a puppy.
Yeah, kind of. I think you're right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet one of the fellows who promoted me to the 8th degree black.
The 8th degree black.
His name is Ed Parker.
The 8th degree black.
Kenpo schools around the country.
With Denzel Washington.
Ed Parker.
Oh, yeah. Right, good job. Good job, Elvis.
There's another fellow in the audience. See that book. This friend of mine. His name is John O'Grady.
Who cares?
He's written a book. He was
He was head of the narco squad in Los Angeles for 26 years.
For 26 years.
And on the 166th page, he's got about three pages about me and my ex-wife, Priscilla, and about our friendship, and about that maternity suit.
He turned into a lot of breath.
Conspiracy and hoax, man. And I just, no way.
You know, one thing's for sure. You know, they say that, you know, if you're going to be a famous athlete or a famous movie star or whatever, you got to be able to take the heat. You've got to be able to deal with bull. You've got to be able to deal with lies. You got to be able to deal with all this stuff. And if you can't, you know, you're going to crack under pressure. Charlie Sheen, question mark. You know, winning, losing, not really sure, you know. And Elvis, I think, had a little bit of a hard time too. And he would air his dirty laundry out on stage in a drug-fueled rant. And that's where this is actually leading, with a couple of different things that we're probably not going to get to before the end of the show, which means you people will have to listen to the bonus segment on bradwestmore.com. But we'll go a little bit further here, Matt.
I had a picture made with that chick, and it's all. I mean, she got pregnant with a camera, a Polaroid or something.
A camera.
Anyway, it's all in this book. It's a... And watching Polaroid cameras, water. But you know what she did? And when she goofed up, she named the night. And the night that she named, my wife was in, no, my wife was with me in the audience. And that's the night she said, ain't no way I'm going to fool around with her out there. You kidding me? So anyway, let me tell you something.
What, you know,
if you like things like...
It's funny because he implies that, oh, I might fool around, but I'm not going to fool around there.
With her in the audience.
Exactly. I mean, come on, you know. So, you know, what's really sad about this is that I'm used to doing Elvis shows that are 3 hours long, and this seems like we just got started. It's sad. Batman's nodding. Yeah.
There's a ton of material.
Seriously, we could go on all day. We used to do a thing called, and I've run out of movies, but I used to do a thing called Cocktail or Elvis Movie. And it basically would put things together that sounded like, because, you know, Elvis's movie titles were really weird and goofy. And so I would name something out loud, and then I'd let the guys in the show decide, was that an Elvis movie or is that a cocktail drink? And you'd be surprised at people who didn't know enough about Elvis that would get them wrong all the time. Jared wasn't very good at it, you know, and nobody else is really good at it either. And so, you know, there's so many different things that we could do, and we just don't have the time right now. But I think we've given him... some true just you know, here on the show. And the only thing I didn't do was eat as I was doing Elvis. That's usually a standard, and that usually helps the Elvis imitation. As I used to just have a mouthful of food, you know,
peanut butter and nana sandwich.
Oh yeah, we've done plenty of those. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I thought it was your game was Elvis movie quotes or cocktail the movie quotes. You know, that Tom Cruise movie,
well,
Cocktail?
That is not a bad idea either. That I'll have to look into that. I mean, the only problem...
It'd be worth checking out.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that I would have to find a list of both, because the nice thing about Elvis movie names and cocktail drinks is you can pull up a list of cocktail drinks and decide, hey, that kind of sounds like an Elvis movie, and go from there. But
yeah,
with Elvis movie quotes and, you know, I might be able to do that, though. I'm going to write that down. Not a bad idea, Matthew.
Thank you.
What?
No. Thank you very much.
There you go. Very good. So we're going to end the regular hour of the show, but we are going to do a bonus segment here, and you'll have to check that out this next week on bradwestmore.com. We will have that on there. We're going to go a little bit further with this Elvis clip. It's one of the most famous drug-fueled rants ever on stage, and also we're going to work a little bit on Batman and Magic Matt Vasgersian's Elvis impersonation. So without further ado, Magic Matt, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay. How about some enthusiasm? How about thank you
goodbye. For thank you very much.
All right, and Batman in the studio in the Batcave, as always. We love you. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good night.